Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, I'm going to share some personal stories involving my own struggles with food. Because these issues are so prevalent in the world today, I believe you'll be able to relate. Do you catch yourself eating even when you're not hungry? If so, how do you feel when you're doing it? Are you anxious, depressed, or maybe you're even just bored? Have you ever had an argument with someone and immediately headed to the kitchen to search for something to eat? Have you ever remembered something traumatic that happened to you and then caught yourself going straight to the fridge for some comfort? I was tormented by food, starting from childhood, continuing throughout my whole life. That is until God showed me that my hunger problems were really coming from my wounded soul. Once I realized that truth, then God taught me about a power that healed me at the root of my food struggles. After that, I felt free for the first time in my life. I'm gonna share this revelation with you today, and I believe you're gonna get free too. How many of you walk away from a meal and you feel like, oh, I blew it again? All right, God's not, He doesn't want you to feel like that. That's why He wants to heal you in here, amen? Now, before we continue, I do want to tell you some more of my personal story, because I know some of you are thinking, oh, great, the skinny white chick on stage is going to lecture us about food. Yes, I am. No. But I want to show you that I have a reason to be up here. I didn't always look like this. Amen? And I didn't always feel like this. Okay, I've had a problem my entire life. I always ate too much food. I was never satisfied no matter what I ate. Okay, I always ate super fast. And it started from when I was a child, from when I was a little kid. I can remember from my 10th birthday, my mom, she made me my birthday meal, right? She got me a porterhouse steak. It's like one of those big ones that doesn't fit on a plate. You have to have a platter. And she got the biggest baked potato she could find. Then she got a half a gallon of vanilla ice cream. She just left it in the carton, opened it up, and then surrounded it by half a dozen of those really big vanilla glazed donuts. I ate every bite of that on my own at super high speed, right? That was me from a little kid. I can remember the big thing when we were children was to go to a steakhouse. You know how your family takes you out for the special treat? You know, you get to go to like some place fancy like once a month. Well, my parents did that. You know, they would drive us to this fancy steakhouse. It was like an hour drive to get there. And when we got there, I would always order the biggest steak on the menu. And then it would come. I mean, I'm 10 years old. I'm this little girl, right? And it would come on this big, huge plate. And I would cut a huge piece, stuff it in my mouth, chew twice, and swallow, and do that at record speed, like one, two, one, two. And my mom would go crazy. She would be like, you better stop eating that fast. I mean it, stop eating that fast. And one night it was so bad, she literally grabbed me by the ear, you know, the mom thing, dragged me out in the front and said, you better stop eating like that or you're gonna choke to death. I hope you're wearing clean underwear when the ambulance comes. It was crazy. Remember Farrell's ice cream parlor? Oh, we used to love going to Farrell's, man. They had this thing called the pig trough, right? Six scoops of ice cream, two bananas, toppings on every scoop, whipped cream, big old cherries and nuts and all that. Now, if you ate the pig trough by yourself, the waitresses came out and they sang you a little song. They came out going, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig. So after I ate three by myself, they came out and they're like, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig. It was terrible. You know, a lot of you know I was a meth addict. So you think, hey, well, there's your break from food, right? You're doing a drug that's a natural appetite suppressant, right? Oh, no, not for me, man. I would do a line of speed or shoot a issue of speed or something like that, and I'd act like a pothead, like a stoner. I'd be like, hey, man, let's go to 7-Eleven and get a couple chili cheese dogs. Yeah, right. Even when I was on speed, I was eating. When I went into prison, it was a huge struggle for me because when I first went in, they fed us food that was so gross. It had no nutritional value whatsoever. I became malnutritioned. I had like these 1.5-inch circles underneath my eyes, black circles from being malnutritioned. One time they fed us maggots in our food for 3 months. Right. So we decided to throw a fit one day. We got a little cup, and we went around and picked the maggots out of everybody's food. Then we went up to the front, and we like threw this little fit. Like, okay, if you guys don't come and fix this, we're going to call the newspaper and rat you guys off that you're feeding us maggots. So now they get worried, right, because they don't want to get closed down. So they send down to our unit the head of security, this woman. I swear she looked just like Cruella De Vil. Serious. She came in and I was like, and we hand her the cup full of maggots and she picks it up. She looks at it. She reaches in. She pulls a maggot out, examines it, squishes it between her fingers and goes like this. Trying to play it off like, hey, I can eat this. So can you. Then she goes, that's not a maggot. And I'm going, oh my God, you just ate a maggot. We're in worse condition than I thought. We're in trouble now. When I went to the big prison, when I finally got sentenced to 12.5 years and they sent me to prison, federal prison in California, I got a job in the kitchen. So you think, yeah, somebody with a food addiction, yeah, you got a job in the kitchen, you got it made, right? Oh, no, uh-uh. Because I saw the truth of what we were eating, right? Okay, they would send these shipments in and, you know, I have to unload the boxes and the boxes would say for inmate consumption only on them, meaning not good for regular consumption, regular human consumption. We'd open them up, and there'd be a layer of rat poop at the top. And it's like, of course, they don't throw it away. It's like, just scrape it off the top. It'll be fine, yeah. That's what I had to deal with. It was terrible. And when I got out of prison, you think, okay, I'm finally free. I can eat. Yeah. No. I went crazy. That's how bad it was. Because I go in the grocery store. It's like, oh, my gosh, there's like aisles and aisles of stuff they invented. They invented all kinds of stuff while I was inside prison. You know, all these cereals and these snacks and these treats and these little individual things that you can open up. And I wanted to try it all. It was like I'm in Disneyland. I feel like I'm in Disneyland on crack. I want to try it all. And then the fast food places, it was even worse because now every fast food place had this new thing that they invented while I was inside. It was called a combo meal. Combo, they had a combo meal this, combo meal that, and you could supersize everything. So I was like, I'll take that combo meal and that combo meal and that one, and I want to supersize it, yeah. It was bad. It was terrible. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. And even like, even when I became like a Christian person, you know, like a leader in ministry and the ministry's doing good and I'm still having these food issues. You know, the ministry's on television, everything's going well, I'm on tour, but I'm totally being plagued and haunted by food issues. I remember once we were out and as normal, you know, you minister all day, and then it gets to be midnight, and what do you do at midnight after you've done, like, 3 sessions and healed and delivered and saved and everything, everybody? You what? You eat, right? So we went out to this restaurant, and we ordered, of course, I ordered everything, you know, the salad and the sides and the dessert and the this and the that, and, you know, they're going to bring our order in, and here comes people from the meeting, and they walk in, and they see me, and they go, oh, look, there's Katie Souza. Hi, Katie Souza. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, all right. And they come in, and they sit down at a booth right across from me and go like this. And stare at me. And I'm like, hey, all right, hi, how you doing? Right? And so here they come with the plates, and they set this big plate in front of me, and I reach down and I grab the sandwich, and I stuff like half of the sandwich in my mouth. And the people sitting across from me are like this, and you go like this. Like, blew the image of me right off their soul, right? It was terrible. You know, the only reason why I never became a person who would binge and then throw up their food is because my philosophy was, why waste good food? I was very fortunate, you know. The most overweight I got was like 25 or so pounds. But I couldn't lose it, no matter what I did. No matter what I tried, I couldn't lose it. I'd run. Work out, starve myself to death, and I might lose a few pounds, but then it would come back. When I did lose it, it was supernaturally. I went to bed one night, I woke up, I lost 10 pounds while I slept.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes soul food, real keys to supernatural weight loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
When I did lose it, it was supernaturally. I went to bed one night, I woke up, I lost 10 pounds while I slept. I laid on the couch one time and lost 5 pounds while I took a nap. Another time I prayed for 3 hours and lost 6 pounds. My hands were actually on my stomach and they dropped down and lost the weight. Another time I prayed for 60 seconds and the exact same thing happened. I put my hands on my belly. I said, God, get rid of this weight in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it went and I lost the weight. I just weighed myself before. I weighed myself after, and I'd lost the weight supernaturally. So I've always lost my weight supernaturally. I've never lost it because I dieted or took a pill or had a program or anything else. So I've had a lot of grace to that, and God wants to give that same grace to you guys. Amen? And when I finally did get control over my eating, it was because I got my soul healed. When I got my soul healed, then suddenly I didn't want to eat like I ate before. I didn't even want to eat the stuff I was eating before. Half the stuff I used to eat, I can't even put my mouth anymore. And it's not because I had to make myself. Did you hear me? It was not because I had to make myself. See, you've been trying to control yourself and make yourself do stuff, right? And it hasn't been working, right? How would you like it if you just didn't feel like it? If you didn't feel like eating that junk food? Or if you didn't feel like doing, you know, eating the stuff you used to eat, or smoking that cigarette, or drinking that drink, or whatever it is that's plaguing you right now, that you just didn't want it. That's what God wants for you, amen? That's what God wants for you. Remember, the word appetite means the soul. So all your appetites are coming out of your soul. You're hungry and thirsty inside your soul for stuff. But you know what Jesus said in John 6? He said, whoever comes to me will never hunger and never thirst. Yes, he can make it so we're not hungering and thirsting for that thing. And if it's not food, then whatever it is in your life that's controlling you right now. I love it. I looked up that word thirst in that scripture there. It says, whoever comes to me will never hunger, never thirst. Listen to what it means. Those who are said to thirst painfully for their need of those things by which their soul is refreshed. Did you hear that? Those who are said to thirst painfully for the need of those things by which their soul is refreshed. That's what the word thirst means, according to Strong's. So Jesus is saying, look, my people are thirsting. They're feeling this pain inside of them to have those things that they think that will refresh their soul. Food, cigarettes, alcohol, men, jewelry, clothes, whatever it is. See, we're thirsting. And according to Jesus, that thirst is coming from our soul. And we're feeling this desperate need for things. It's actually in the meaning. For things to refresh and strengthen our soul. But Jesus is saying, those that come to me will no longer hunger and thirst, meaning I'm going to make it so you don't need those things. You don't need those things. You just won't want them. I'm going to heal you in so much. You're going to feel peace inside your soul. You're going to feel joy inside your soul. You're going to feel satisfaction inside your soul. You're not going to need a burger to make yourself temporarily feel good. You just are going to feel good. Do you get it? Are you with me? So how do we appropriate this healing? Okay, so I'm going to talk about something I haven't talked about until now. I'm going to talk about grace. The reason why I haven't talked about grace until now is, I'll be honest with you, I've just seen a lot of abuse on both sides of this very controversial argument, right? I've seen people swinging over to one side and getting way over into works and being very offended by grace. And then I've seen people swing way over the other side and use grace as kind of a license not to have to do things and to be in a deep relationship with God. Amen? So I've kind of avoided grace until God spanked me on the back of the hand and said, I want you to know about grace because I got something great for you in my grace, but I need you to learn about it. Then you can show other people. And I was like, okay. And when God began to unveil this very simple but awesome revelation that I'm going to share with you today, it changed my life. Because I was getting tired and burned out from trying to make stuff happen in my life. How many of you are there? Trying to make that promise happen. Trying to bring it. That's it. Let's see. How many of you are there? There it is. I thought so. And God wants to change that. He wants to do stuff for us. Amen. Stuff that we don't deserve and that we could never work for on our own. Hallelujah. So let me share with you what God showed me about grace, because for me it was a total game changer, and it really cleared up a lot and explained a lot of issues that I had with grace. So I'm just going to start with very basic. The common definition of grace is the unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor of God towards men, meaning God shows us favor and grace and mercy that we do not deserve. Amen? In fact, it's by grace through our faith that we were saved, that we're actually born again. That's what it says in Ephesians 2, right? It says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. See, through our faith, grace enabled us to not only be forgiven of our sins when we didn't deserve it, reconciled unto God to live an eternal life, but to have all of that plus even more. See, being saved was just the beginning of God's grace work in our lives. When we start to understand grace and start to understand how we can position ourselves to receive even more grace, it will become active in our lives and it will do amazing, amazing things for us. Like, what kind of things? Well, let me tell you the one main thing that when God first showed me about grace, just made me totally shift my whole attitude about it. Ready? He told me simply to look up the meaning of the word. So I did. Listen to it. This is from the Strong's. It means the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps the soul, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, and affection, and kindles the soul to the exercise of Christian virtues. I don't know why I'm not hearing nobody preach this message, but I'm going to. Ready? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Or is it just me that heard that? See that? Grace is a, quote, a holy influence. So it's not just a doctrine, right? It's a power. It's a holy influence. It's a power that's able to influence you in some way. In what way does it influence you? Well, according to this, it keeps your soul, strengthens your soul, increases your soul, and causes your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. That's from the Strong's. Check my work. Grace is a soul healing power. It's a soul healing power. Now think about that when it just comes to like you being addicted to alcohol or drugs or food. What do you need? You need a soul healing power because, see, your appetites aren't just coming from your physical body. Your physical body's not going, I need to eat another burger. No, it's already eaten. Your physical body's taken care of. Your appetites, according to the Bible, are coming from your soul. Unhealed areas in here are driving you to have those kinds of addictions or those kinds of things that you're partaking in that you shouldn't be. Amen? Your soul is the problem. The word appetite means the soul. But grace keeps the soul, strengthens the soul, increases the soul, and causes the soul to be controlled by Christian virtues.
Think about this. Do you ever catch yourself eating even when you're not hungry? If so, think about how you felt when you did that. Were you anxious, depressed, or maybe even just bored? Have you ever had an argument with someone and immediately went into the kitchen to search for something to eat? Have you ever remembered something traumatic that happened to you, then suddenly caught yourself heading to the freezer for some ice cold comfort? The thing is, food may ease the pain for a few minutes, but afterwards it brings condemnation that causes you to feel shame and regret. You know, food and weight issues are some of the most difficult things we deal with. That's why we need the power of God's grace. Do you know the word grace, according to the Strong's, means a power that heals the soul, strengthens the soul, and causes the soul to be controlled by Christian virtues? Grace is more than a doctrine. It's an actual soul-healing power. Grace can heal you of the wounds that are driving you to eat. Now remember, grace is unearned, it's undeserved, it's favor from God. So even if you're up to your elbows in fast food and chocolate bars, God will still pour out His grace on you, even if you feel like you don't deserve it. So I want you to stand there and receive that free, unearned grace as I decree it into your soul. I speak grace, grace to the mountain of wounds in your soul. I command your inner man to be strengthened by grace, increased by grace, and controlled by grace. I decree the power of grace is flowing into every wounded area that's driving you to eat, and it's healing you. No matter what you've been through, or what you're going through now. Grace is bigger than any problem. So I command that His unearned, undeserved, free grace fill you to the brim so you can become excellent of soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
Do you realize Satan used food since the beginning of time to cause the entire human race to fall? That strategy was so successful, he's still using food today to try to shame us, control us, and kill us. Right now, do you feel an insatiable desire to eat? Part of that may be because there's a demonic assignment on you to drive you to constantly think about food. Let's break that off right now. When you say this prayer with me, decree it towards that demonic spirit that's trying to control you. Make these decrees with me now. You ready? Say, I break my agreement with your assignment, Satan. You can no longer drive me to eat. I see what you're doing, and I decree you will not control me anymore. I am not hungry. I don't need to eat all the time. In fact, when I eat the right amount of food, I'm completely satisfied. I command you, loose me now, Satan, in Jesus' name. I send you back to where you came from in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have you received a miracle while watching this show? Send us your 1 minute selfie video. What's a selfie? Take out your cell phone, hold it like this, not like this, so we can air it on television. Hit record and tell us your 1 minute healing testimony. For more information, go to our website at katiesouza.com.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss. Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
I shared my personal stories today because you may have had similar experiences in your own life that can cause you to relate. I also started to touch on grace and how it's a power that can heal your soul of the stuff that's making you want to eat. I love this message on grace because grace is unearned, unmerited favor from God. We have all spent so much time and energy spinning our wheels to try to fix our food and weight problems, but we just can't seem to win the battle. That's why we need grace. We don't have to work for grace. God just gives it to us as a free gift. And man, when it comes to this epic food struggle that millions of us are going through, we need the grace of God because it's a power that can heal us, body and soul. I'll talk more about that next week. See you then.